You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Wade Schaming. Wade, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Wade, we're going to talk about your show, your upcoming show, which I'm looking forward to hearing more about. So I know you've shown previously. So this is a new body of work, right, that you're showing with them? A new, is it a new palette? Or what's different about this new body of work that you're showing?
Yeah. So I pivoted more towards painting a couple of years ago, and I have been working on wood panel that I paint with acrylic, and then I use oil sticks as a way to draw on the panel and filling in spaces, and then we have a painting. And now we have a painting show at Equity opening on September 10th.
That's great. So, yeah, there's links here so listeners can hopefully attend the show, go see it. But to talk about that, the building of that painting again, you're working on panel. And and so you're using drawing methods and brushwork, right? You said you're using an oil stick. Is that what you begin to outline everything with? Is that how it works? Or... Is it planned in a different way?
No, the only time I really use a brush is when I'm putting the base coating of the acrylic. I use like a metallic acrylic. And then once that's dry, I then use the oil sticks as a sort of like I would use a pen or a pencil and create shapes from two separate centers. And then sort of build out like petals or like just kind of like organic like shapes that then play against the opposing form.
So this is something that's like evolved with your work, right? You said two separate centers, but in the past you've had three and I think up to four separate centers, right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that was sort of when I was using oil pastels instead of the oil sticks, which sort of allow for a little bit more like a finer line and shape. And then when I switched to the oil sticks, a little bit thicker, and using them on panel gives like a harder pushback when I'm drawing with it, and it sort of makes it kind of like icing me. And that sort of like just brought, I guess, more pleasure out of making it than using the oil pastels. But I'm not opposed to revisiting the three or to four forms. It's just I sort of just continued with the two.
And is there, so there doesn't sound like there's a specific reason for continuing with the two, right? I mean, on one hand, these are sort of bursts of energy. They're not concentric, but they're almost like kind of centers of energy, right? They play a strong role compositionally, two as opposed to three or four.
Yeah. I can't say there was like a real, like a specific reason why I sort of just continued down the path of two, other than maybe just thinking of like the thinking of the relation between two forms, between two people. And then also I think it was a way to simplify it for the time being. And then once I found out the show was happening, sort of just continue, just focusing more just to make the show more cohesive.
And in terms of the palette, has the palette changed? Because over the years, that's also changed, right?
Yeah. I don't really think of myself as a painter because I don't mix color. I don't mix paint. I would say the color is very sort of like an oh like I don't know, kind of not sure how to say it. I think the color, the palette influences me more than I think it does. Like when I'm sitting down, say when I'm sitting down to make a new piece, I pick the base color. And then really I just look at the options available of all the oil sticks and then just pick the one that seems right in that moment. And then I start with the one color. And then after I am done with it, I move on to the next. And sometimes it's the relation. Well, I think it's the relation to everything that I've already done in terms of what I've picked. And then that, you know, that just a lot. I don't know. I don't really feel like I'm in that much of control of it. It's just more of like what I feel at that moment.
So yeah, let's jump into that a little bit. These aren't planned out. These aren't coming from drawings. I mean, it is coming from drawing in the sense that it sounds like the oil sticks is where the drawing begins or the painting begins. But these aren't planned out other than that there's two centers, you're saying?
Right, yeah. No, it's just more of like where on the panel the painting will begin, and I pick those centers. Usually the upper one is to the left and the lower one is to the right, although I've tried to like get them centered, I don't think any of the ones in the show are centered on top, like up and down on top of each other. But no, there's no drawing sketches ahead of time. It's sort of in the moment action.
And these panels are all the same size?
The large ones are all the same size. They're 36 by 24. And then we are also including what we're sort of calling grids, which are smaller pieces that are stacked next and on top of each other in grids of 9 and grids of 24.
Tell me about the grids of 24, because that's when they really become kind of animated, right? They start interacting with one another?
Yeah. The grids are interesting because, again, it wasn't something I was sort of planning. It was just me working smaller, which are like, I think they're like 16 by 12 inches and then 12 by 9 inches. And it sort of came about, I would hang them up in the studio and naturally just put them in grid shapes, sort of just to like keep them near each other. And then when Christopher, my curator, would come in, or Michael, the gallery director, would come in, one of the questions they both asked independently was, is that one piece? Like this grid of 9, this grid of 12, or this grid of 24 pieces? And I didn't know what to say because my first thought was no, it's not one piece. Those are 9 pieces that I put in order in a grid. But they kept asking, and so it made me think more about what this is. And so we've decided that, I've decided that they are one piece. But I do, again, it's not that I don't feel as confident with them being one piece. It's more that I'm open to them being one piece. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, from the curator and the gallery director's point of view, it sounds like they thought that something else happens when they're put together as a grid, right? They kind of talk to one another in some form.
I think so, yeah. I find that a lot when I'm just in general making art is that I'm not always sure with what I'm doing. I'm just doing it. And as you know, I think in the end, as long as I'm doing it, that's, you know, what I should be doing. Definitely like finished product. I mean, I know when a painting's done because I've filled the space and the, you know, my aesthetic, the way I work, the way it looks, like I know it's done. But after it's done, I don't always have that strong of an opinion on what happens to it.
And in terms of its display, I mean, whether it's a grid or their individual works.
Yeah. I think that's kind of when the viewer or the external forces sort of take over and give it meaning.
And how did you come to this form, kind of working on panel, working with oil stick and paint the way you are? Because it's a very specific way you're working in terms of approach to the panel, the imagery that you're going to getting and not being pre-planned. Has this always been the way you've been making art, or is this type of method emerge at some point?
I would say yes and no. I've always made drawings. I've always sort of been a draftsman, like a pretend draftsman. As way back as like middle school, I would be drawing maps of shopping centers or ballparks or little like college towns or cityscapes or whatever was influencing me at that time, middle school, high school, college. Drawing in my notes, not paying attention in class. And to me, that was never, I didn't realize I was making art at the time. These were just the things that like I loved doing. My mind was just imagining the way buildings and parks or landscapes would look from a bird's eye view. And when I moved to New York for grad school, the drawings sort of evolved into roads or subway maps in a way. And then the drawing sort of evolved even more into sort of just like gridded patterns. And then at the same time, I was also making sculpture. I was making installation work, working 3D, not always working 2D. But then a couple years ago, I kind of just wanted to try. I always love being around painting. I love when artists are painting. I love being in painting studios. I love seeing painting shows, but I never thought of myself as a painter. But a couple years ago, I think, I just figured like, why not, you know? And I started with the pastels, like very cheap pastels from like an art supply store, just playing around, seeing what I could make happen. And then that was sort of when the current phase of my art making took its shape. And I would say it's just a continuation from drawing the maps 20, 30 years ago and to where I am now, and using the oil sticks as, I don't think I even knew oil sticks existed, or it didn't even like cross my mind until I was watching somebody paint on Instagram and they used an oil stick very quickly. And I was like, what is that? And so then I looked it up and then I saw that oil sticks, which are kind of work like crayons or in a way, and they just sort of, well, oil sticks on panel work the way I want them to work. They don't really work on canvas. I tried, but they blend in too much. And when I'm using the oil sticks on panel, they kind of give that mark making look.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? So that's why the board, right? That's why it's moved entirely to board.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well on the show. No, go on. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh no,
No,
because
you're
when I
not.
was trying, when I was trying with the canvas, I could get the outline, and then when I would fill it in, it would fill it in as if I was using a brush. And that didn't give me the same satisfaction as when I tried it on the board.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, beautiful work. I really like what you're doing. Has a, I mean, they have a great sense of energy to them, right? That's how I see them. They seem to be kind of bursting off the panel, right? They're in some ways confined by the panel, but they're bursting. They feel, I mean, in my reading of it, kind of like suns, shapes that are. That are full of life. I mean, that's just my personal read on them. I don't know how far off that is, but that seems to be the, for me, the content of them. Is there, would you say there's content like that in there for you?
That's interesting. Yeah, I like that. When you see them in person, you can see that the paint is ever so slightly it kind of looks like it's coming off the panel a little bit, just because it's thicker. It's thicker than what you how you would put the paint on with a brush. And so in a way it's almost like kind of like the release a little bit. The bursting, definitely I agree with that. Energy and yeah. I guess for me, like they're also like very calming, very the way they sort of are confined to the space of the panel, and I don't draw them all the way to the edge. I kind of keep a little bit of a buffer.
Right. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that line around, right, they almost come to the edge, but not quite. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, Wade. I want to ask you one more question, a little off topic before we go. What are you reading at the moment?
Well, unfortunately, I read the news a little too much every day, but the last book I just finished was Miranda July's All Fours.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you sharing that. And Wade, thanks again for talking to me. It's really been a pleasure. For listeners, please go see the show opening shortly. Thanks again,
Thank you
Wade.
very much. Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.